For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Dear listeners, welcome to the Kodesh Family Church, Philadelphia, under the leadership of Bishop Dag Heward Mills. This denomination has grown with over several branches all over the world. We are excited to come your way with the anointed word of God, which has the power to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned as we receive God's word through his servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
All right, please be seated in the presence of the Almighty God. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you here? So don't ever be in a hurry to leave the presence of God. You understand? Yeah. There are a lot of times that people serve God, they come to church, they walk with God, and they don't even know how God is with them. They just go by what they see and what they feel. And they are easily removed from serving God. Do you see? Yeah. Don't be in a hurry to leave where you are. Don't be in a hurry to leave the presence of God. Don't be in a hurry to leave the church that you are in. Amen. Yeah. Amen. You know, I had a call from a very good friend, a dear friend. And I'm sure if he's listening to me now, he would understand and he knows what I'm saying. And he called me. He's in another branch. They used to be in this church. And he said they were considering leaving the church. And I said to him that, no, don't do that. Take your time. Pray about it. Yeah. Because you don't even know the protection and the hand of God on your life. I had a very bad news of a very good friend, a colleague, who used to be in this church that is very, I mean, he left the church, but is somebody that I still spoke to, you know? And I'm amazed that something terrible has happened to him. You know, I don't want to go into details. But when I heard it, I said to myself that I'm sure that if he was still here, there would have been some mercy prevailing and covering the mistakes of the past that will not result in what he's going through now. Amen? Amen? So don't be in a hurry. Do you get it? Yeah. Many times people talk to me about they left their church and they are coming. I always tell them, correct it. Go and correct. Make sure if you're leaving a place, you leave the place with a blessing and a release that I'm releasing you. Go. And you will do well. But don't underestimate the hand of God on you. Amen. Yeah. Your marriage, your children, it's all the hand of God. It's all the hand of God. I said it's all the hand of God. Amen. The hand of God over you. Amen. Amen. So we've been talking about those who forget. And we're looking at the unrighteousness of those who forget. Those who forget. The unrighteousness of those who forget. We're looking at some keys, isn't it? We looked at, I believe, at two or three, I believe. We said, number one, people who forget are unrighteous. People who forget are unrighteous. You see, again, we easily underestimate sin to us and to a lot of us. Our mind, sin is only adultery, fornication. Those are the three big sins, isn't it? Stealing, drugs, lies, four big sins. But you'll be amazed at about other sins that God equally abhors. Yeah? Pride. Huh? What? Proud look. Even not just pride alone, but even a proud look. Yeah, God hates it. Love, walking unforgiveness. Terrible sins. Yeah. If I let me tell you, anybody who dies, you die in unforgiveness, you go to hell. This is not the subject of the day. But come see me. We'll have a Bible study. I'll prove it to you with live stories. Yeah? So it's very, very important to note what is important to God. All right? And forgetfulness is unrighteousness. and righteousness is sin. Amen. Hebrews 6:10. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10. Hebrews 6 verse 10. It says, for God is not unrighteous to forget. God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. So God is not unrighteous to forget. So you can see clearly from this verse that it is unrighteousness to forget. Amen. So that was key number one. And key number two, we said people who forget are unrighteous and do not have the nature of God. Yes, people who forget are unrighteous and they do not have the nature of God. Amen. How many of you know about the Macarius? All right. So this is the older version. There's a new one that has 60 books. And I'm just sharing from this book, chapter 1. If you have it on your iPad, you can open it up and just flow with me. Amen. When I'm sharing from my heart. I'm sharing as a message to me. I fed on it and I'm giving it to you. So it may not be line upon line in direct from the book, but that is the message. Amen. So people who forget are unrighteous and they do not have the nature of God. Go back to Hebrews 6:10 again. You see here again that it says, for God is not unrighteous to forget. So the nature of God is not to forget, and therefore he's not unrighteous. So the opposite of that nature, which means forgetting, is not the nature of God. Amen. So to be God-like, to be like God, you need to always remember. Turn to your neighbor and say, my neighbor, you ought to remember. Yeah. When we let remembrance guide us, you see that there are a lot of things that we will not be doing. We do many things because we forget. You forgot where you came from. You forgot how you got to where you are. Yeah. You forgot. You see, even, that's not the same. Let me digress a little bit. Sometimes, even when you remember, you see that it even guides your behavior. Even when somebody's annoying you. You see, even when things don't seem to go the way you want it. Yeah. I'm always remembering things that people have done for me. Yeah. Without Bishop Doug and Apostle Joel, I would not be standing where I am today. It didn't occur to me that I could be a pastor. I did not even want to be a pastor. Despite my wife preaching to me many times that she wanted me to be like a brother who is a reverend minister. I just wanted to be a nice Christian where my Adjoa, do you know Adjoa Yankee? Adjoa Yankee, Justin. Adjoa Yankee is a kind of cloth print, you know. Tie and dye, but it's a little more advanced than tie and dye, isn't it? Because the patterns are more sensible. They are not all over the place. Yeah, those are the shirts I used to wear. To wear coats, a suit, tie. No. More over to stand preaching. Oh, it's far from it. Yeah. So I owe it to him to even get me to this place. Everything, I tell you, if you hear me even mention something that is outside UD, it's because I know and I've heard my papa say it. I owe even the work that I do in the secular to him. It's him. You see, so when you have that in mind, it's not so easy to be removed. I cannot easily be removed. Have I been upset before? Oh, many times. You can ask my wife. She is the fire service to my life. The fire hydrant. Who is always pouring water on the fire as it arises. Day and night. Directly and indirectly. Praying for me and talking to me. Yeah. To knock some sense. Sometimes husbands, wives need to knock sense into our heads. Hello? Ada has some husbands. I'm adding myself to it. How many husbands agree with me? They are not raising their. If I turn this message and I start preaching about wives, see how you. Yeah, tell them. Now you are quiet. I said, how many husbands agree with me? Wives, keep your hand up. Wives, turn around and look at them. You see, all the time that you talk, they do like they don't hear. They are hearing you. I see Sister Kubi pointing to Brother Piero. Amen. Yeah. I tell you, most husbands wouldn't make it without their wives. Pastor Kobe, I didn't see you raise your hand. Raise it up. In fact, raise both of them. And your leg too. Yeah. Amen. How did I get into all this? Yeah, you must not forget. You must not forget. So you see that alone guides you when you are misbehaving or you feel offended. And as for offense, it will come. I can assure you, if you have not been offended before in church, get ready. You will be offended. Yes. And not once, not twice, not three times. It will be four times, five times, six times. On an average of one or twice a year, something will happen in church that you don't like, either related to the church, the pastor, or somebody in church. Are you understanding? But when you remember, it will always guide you, and it will help you not to just walk away. Amen. So it is the nature of God not to forget. Number three, I think we did only two, right? So this is a new one. Quickly, we'll have communion. People who forget are unrighteousness and are cursed to wither. Yes. When you are forgetful, you actually operate under a curse and you will wither. Why do I say so? Job chapter 8 and verse 11. We'll start from verse 11. Job 8 verse 11. Look at it. It says, can the rush grow up without mare? Now, you look it up. It's complex, but look it up. Can the flag grow without water? Then verse 12. Whilst it is yet in its greenness and not cut down, it withereth before any other herb. So it's describing here the withering of a particular plant. That just goes from green to wither. You see, 2 years ago, actually it was last year, I have a guy who, you know, does like spring cleaning. He would do landscape, he would clean up more. I like to mow my own lawn and stuff like that. But he would do the initial one, mulch, you know, just make sure everything's clean and nice. And I asked him to plant a particular tree. That's a Japanese maple. Yes, they grow very short, just like Japanese. They don't grow tall. Short, but very nice. I can say that because there's no Japanese here. And it's a very, very beautiful plant, but expensive. All right? Now, I washed this plant. When it was planted, I said to him, do you have to dig around it, change the base soil? He said, oh, this place has been mulched many times. It's going to survive. I watched him put this expensive plant in the soil. I paid for it. And I watched it turn from green to dry. You know, even when it was dry, I was still hopeful. So every now and then, I just go and click just scrape the bottom just to see if there's some greenness. But I watched it just withered from green to dry. Turn to your neighbor and say, from green to dry. And turn to somebody and say, neighbor, that shall not be your story. Say, green to dry shall not be your story. Yes, I'm helping you and showing you why you should not wither and the things that can make you wither. All right? So in the end, this thing just died. Even when it died, I still took it out and put in a pot and hoping that it will resurrect. In fact, I prayed. Yeah. So I had to go and buy another one because I said, I really love this plant. And I had to go and buy another one and planted. But this time, I dug a huge hole. Yes. You can ask my wife. Huge hole. It took me a couple of hours. And I replaced all the soil because I read about it. And he talked about how it needed drainage and all. And I planted it. This year, it's so beautiful. Yeah. But it was expensive. Very expensive plant. All right? So it's this verse is describing withering. Not just going from green, light green, medium green, brownish, and then woody brown. No. It's talking about going from green to wither. All right? And he's saying, look at the next verse. Verse 13. So are the paths of all that forget, and the hypocrite's hope shall perish. Yes. You see, a hypocrite is someone who knows the truth and yet is acting otherwise. And that is a forgetful person. The forgetful person here, God is saying, the part of that person shall just wither. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a curse. Huh? It's a curse to forget. Yeah. Some of you have even forgotten your parents. It's true. You can buy extra TVs and buy extra. Do I have to post for you too? The way he's put the camera on me, I have to post so that it will look nice. Amen. I learned this from Bishop Paddy. Bishop Paddy can post for pictures. Now, listen. Where were we again? Yeah. I'm saying that some of you, you have so many gadgets in your house, but you have not even, when was the last time you even called your father or your mother? Or maybe an uncle who brought you up? Someone who looked after you? Somebody who held your hand and took you to school? Forgotten. It's a curse. You have, by this verse, just invited a curse into your life. Listen. Your parents, are you listening? Yes. No matter what your mother has done or your whatever has done, don't forget that they carried you for 9 months. Ask your neighbor, have you tried being pregnant before? Do you know the work involved? Throwing up, big nose. Hey! It's amazing how their noses become big. Now, what's the problem? Why are you poking Albert? Her nose was big. I can imagine. And sometimes, even after the prayer, the nose does not even regress. It will go down small, but it's still like that. Because when you look at the picture before you marry them, and look at this, hey, that nose is bigger than it used to be. And the feet also, isn't it? So your whole body is changed. A certain weight is gained, which never goes back. So when you can look at such a person who carried you for 9 months, you see, this is, I don't like it when a husband says, we are pregnant or we had a baby. You and who had a baby? You and who had a baby? Who called about they are going to have a baby shower somewhere? Somebody called recently that they won't be around because they're going to have a baby shower somewhere for somebody. For a brother. Oh, I know, I remember now. Yeah, somebody called me. So, yeah, the person said they're going to London to have a baby shower for the person's her brother because they are pregnant. I said, who is pregnant? You mean the wife is pregnant or he is pregnant? Yeah. So it's a bad thing to not remember your mother. It's a bad thing not to remember your father. Yeah. Some of you side with your one side of the parents when they are fighting or they are quarreling. Eh? Yeah. Not just children, but even adults. up to today, you don't talk to one, either a mother or a father, because you feel that your father was so wrong in leaving your mother, or your mother was so wrong in leaving your father. It's a curse. Your allegiance should be to both of them. Yeah. Kiss this one, then you go there and kiss one, then you come here, 3 here, 3 there. That is how it's supposed to be. You cannot just forget people who have been significant in your life. You will wither. I said you will wither. I'm not the one telling you. We are reading God's word. It says, the people who forget all that God has done, they forget God. Mind you, a lot of things that God does it through people. Yes, God does it through people. Not often angels. Through human beings. God will bless you through a man. God will promote you through a man. God will lead you through a man. Yes. I've learned that in ministry. You cannot ignore the man factor. You can serve God and cry and be the most fiery, appear most fiery as even a minister. Without that relationship with a human being, you ain't going nowhere. Amen. So God deliver you from that curse. Yes. The curse of forgetfulness, the curse of forgetting significant people in your lives. People who have raised you up. People who have helped you. Yeah. Some of you need to even be thankful and grateful and have a great attitude towards even your boss, your manager. Yeah. Because they took you from nowhere. And now you are something. You've been given a desk. You used not to have a desk. Now you have a desk with a computer. And then when your boss says A, you say B. When he says C, you say D. Then when he says E, you say you are being accepted. Stop that rough there. Be grateful to God for the help that he's given you. It's a good place to put your hands together. Yeah. Because if you don't stop it, you will wither. It's amazing how people, you see, this I think even ties into the verse we just read. He who has begun a good work. You see, a lot of Christians just get satisfied with the little they have. You see a little blessing on you, then you are so excited, you run away with it. it's not finished. It's like somebody sitting in the barber's chair. You know, you are clipping your hair and you've shaved one size small and it's become, you know, nice, and then you feel like you've been the chair long enough, so you get up, and then you leave the barber shop. Now your hair is crooked. One side shaved up, and the other side not shaved up. That is how it is. We run away, we move away, we are quick to move away from God, and God has not finished what he started. Yeah? So I'm saying to you that you'll be surprised at the greenness that you have upon you now, the blessing. You look green. You may be looking green. There's more higher greenness to come. Yeah. Instead of going down and withering, rather be grateful and remember. Don't suffer from forgetfulness, so that you would rather stay in the place where God has blessed you and is still blessing you and is still working on you, so that you would go higher. Turn to your neighbor and say, that is your story. Let me give you one more. All right. So people who forget are unrighteous and are cursed to wither. All right? Number 4. Let me give you one more and then we'll take communion. Unrighteous people are not conscious of the dangers of forgetting. Unrighteous people are not conscious of the dangers of forgetting. They are not conscious of the dangers of forgetting. Let me leave this one for next week. I'll tell you more about this next week. Let me rather give you a quick, short one. All right? So put that as number 4, and Pastor Kobe will remind me next week to start from number 4. Take number 5. I feel this one is needed today. Unrighteous people forget God when they are full, when they have houses, and when they are rich. This is very common. Yes. And I believe that I'm speaking to God wants us to speak about this. And that is why I'm skipping point 4. I'll come back to point 4. So, unrighteous people, all right, are not or unrighteous people forget God when they are full, when they have houses, and when they are rich. You know, I've not been a pastor for too long, okay? But I can tell you, less than 20 years I've been a pastor. Is that right, Lady Pastor? Yes, almost 20 years. Now, I can tell you that most people seek God when they are in trouble, when they are poor, when things are not working for them. And it's amazing to watch. Are you listening? Please, if you miss anything, don't take this one home. And you watch people in church, and you see that as they get more comfortable in life, their interaction with God becomes less and less and less and less and dwindles off. It's very true. It's very true. Somebody shared, I think it was either my wife, Lady Pastor, or maybe my sister, shared with me, it was a WhatsApp video, a little clip about somebody praying. It was one of the local dialects called Chui. And it's an actor, of course, but he was acting something that is real. And he was demonstrating the difference between an American Christian and a Ghanaian Christian. Have you seen it? Some of you have seen it. Yeah. He says, when an American Christian is praying, "Oh Lord, thank you so much. You are a good God. I bless you. How sweet you are." I'm giving you my own version. "You are indeed Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord." Then, Ghanaian. In fact, his thing was, he said, Ghanaian Christians worry God. We hassle God. Yeah. Some of you, that's how you used to pray. When you were looking for your visa, green card. Now you've got your green card. You have your citizenship. We come to church. Let us, even for us to get you to all night is a problem. This Friday we have all night. And I bet you, I mean, prove me wrong, we see how many people come. It's always the same handful of people. Yeah. Somebody like Mama Lou, even when she's working, she will come. She'll come and pray and leave for work. Yeah. But you are asleep. So even if we get you, I mean, if we are fortunate, if the Lord is lucky to have you at one of our prayer meetings, and let us pray. Then a lot of times I'll be here. You see, when I'm praying, and it's like that. You see, that's why I say, I think every church member who comes on a prayer line should have the opportunity to lead prayer. So that you see how it is when you are leading and nobody's praying loud. Lift up your voice and pray. Even your tongue's cry has become slangs. Kasiata talo satapala. Lo solo sopala yati tapa. Esiando zias kutapata. Yeah? Look at you. Grandma, is that you? You are welcome. I haven't seen you for a long time. Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. You same person. Kaya! I don't know why they put ear there. Then every tongue in Africa has Ibro. Ibro is like corn. Ibro, Ibro, bro, bro, Ibro. Ay, 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 you. Now you are rich. You drive a car. Your cheeks are juicy. Do you know your cheeks are juicy? I think everybody should take, you know, when you go home, look at a picture of when you arrived at JFK. Everybody should have a picture of when they are. Mr. Gan, you do have one. Yeah. When you go home, look at it. And then, I know now you all of you have phones that can do selfie. And take a selfie and hold it side by side. And see how the Lord has been gracious to you. Yeah. If you have one also with shoes, look at your shoes. You came to this country with, don't let me start. You came to this country with some, we call it undergreen. It's you don't even know whether to call it canvas or sneakers or made in China. The bottom part is, I know, because I also brought some. Yeah. Today you are wearing sneakers with Nike with a sign like that, you know, just do it. Yeah. You forgot it. You see, the danger is to forget. That is why often when I'm called to dedicate a house or dedicate a home. Yeah. Ah, but I'm sure I remember when I came to you. I always read this verse, Deuteronomy 8. Look at it, verse 12 to 14. We'll end with that. Deuteronomy 8, 12 to 14. It says, lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply and thy silver. Now you have four bank accounts: TD Bank, Santander, what is the other one? PNC, Bank of America. Citizens Bank. You're even a citizen with Citizens Bank. And thy gold is multiplied. And all that thou hast is multiplied. Then look at what happens. Then thy heart be lifted up. Listen, let's call a head a head, a tail a tail. Let's call what it is, it is. That is where we are. We are lifted up. If you were not lifted up, please, can I be free with you? If you were not lifted up, we will not be struggling with you to come and pray. You this same person, you think about it. Most of us here come from Africa. Most of us here come from other third world countries. We used to pray. We used to pray. I believe that I have seated here now. People who used to go to church three times a day. You will go for conventions. In fact, you even pitch tent in the church with your children. And other people, look at you today. You are sitting in America. In America. You can't even remember where you came from. Yes. You can't remember where you came from. And instead, what we rather do is we whine. We complain. I don't have this. It's too hot. I tell you, sometimes even in the summer, you see that people will stop coming to church because the church is a little warm. You used to be in a church where, look, if you go to Ghana and you see praise and worship, in fact, sometimes if you're not careful, you have to maybe step out a little bit. The heat and the sweat. Yeah. Today you forgot it. Yeah. To dance now, you are so dignified. When they say dance, eh? Meanwhile, this same person used to dance, jump. Ladies and gentlemen, God saw this long ago. And that is why he warned us that don't let fullness, when you are full, don't let riches, don't let wealth, don't let gold, don't let silver, don't let abundance of all things take you away from God. Don't let it forget God. Forget, you see, because I'm telling you, one day you will need God. One day you will need God. Can I tell you a very shocking verse? And look for it. It says, you should seek God whilst he can be found. Many people forget that. You think God is just there waiting for you to be. And you can tell. That is why people are quenched in crisis. Yeah? There are many Christians that crisis just takes you out. A crisis hits you, you are out. Because you didn't see God when he could be found. You don't even know how to pray. Now you have crisis. Do you understand? Now you have crisis. And you want people to pray. We'll pray for you. But Charlie, I also sleep, I eat, I go to work. Eh? Auntie Love goes to work. Auntie Love, is it not so? You work. You know, she can't be yeah for you for 12 hours. No, Auntie Mama goes to work. All the prayer warriors go to Mama Lou, everyone, they all go to work. You have to learn how to pray for yourself. Seek God, find him, look for him whilst he can be found. Learn how to pray. Learn how to sort out yourself. Learn how to go into a closet. Learn how to kneel down. Learn how to seek God. Learn how to get answers from God. That is why I said in the beginning that faith is hard work. Yeah, it doesn't come by eating banku and tilapia every Sunday and eating all that food every Sunday. That is all you know how to do. And then when we even invite you, look, come and let's pray. It's a problem. Listen. Get up your loins. Sit up and do the right thing so that you will survive. Yeah. Because one day you blame. You say the church, the pastor was not anointed. Me, I'm very anointed though. Yes. I've gone past the stage where I need people to tell me, oh, Reverend, you're anointed. I know myself. I'm very anointed. I walk with God. The Holy Spirit is upon me. I don't need you to tell me. Even if you disagree, it won't change what I think. Yes, it won't change what I think. You don't need to tell me. See, so don't blame your problems on me. Don't say the pastor was not anointed. It's not the pastor, it's you. Wow. I think it's enough. Wow. It's enough. It's enough. It's enough. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are here today, maybe you want to reconsider your decision of following and walking with God. Maybe you made a decision a while ago, but you're not walking with God intimately like you used to. You're not serving him the way you ought to. You know in your heart. But this afternoon, this morning, you want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to be restored. I'm going to pray with you and help you get restored. If you are like that here, just lift up that hand. I'll pray with you. I want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Christ. I want to rededicate my life to Jesus. Is there anyone like that here? I'll pray with you. Don't look around, please. Close your eyes. Make it easy for people. Just lift up that hand. I'll pray with you. Anybody here? I see that hand. Keep it up. Don't bring it down. Jesus. Let's all say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you that you love me so dearly. Even whilst I was yet a sinner, even whilst I'm wayward, you still love me. I receive this grace today. Lord Jesus, be my Lord, be my Savior, be my deliverer, be my healer. Thank you that I will walk with you more closely than ever moving forward. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for your people this afternoon. I pray that even as we go home, Lord, these words will be in our hearts. Let the verse for the week even be upon our hearts as well. And I pray that you will cause us, stir us by the Holy Spirit. Let there be such strong stirring that will drive people even to seek you and to build a relationship with you, one that is not superficial, one that is not built even out of hypocrisy, one that is not even built of what people say or think about us, but one that is real, intimate, and deep, that we will be strong Christians, that we'll be able to withstand the evil day. We thank you, we bless you, in Jesus' name. The head still bowed, the Bible says that on the night that Christ was